Wow. Well, I am so blessed and honored to be in your house and be just a vessel from heaven that I feel like just sharing my journey, that it would impart to you that you don't have to believe it's possible, but it really is all about taking action and linking arms with people that believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself. And I look at Maria, and Maria and I met on a what we call Zoom. It's kind of like Skype. Now that we know Zoom, we introduce everyone to it. It's an amazing app. It's free. But Maria and I met over Zoom, and I met this. I knew she was a pastor's wife, and so I knew with that she just had a lot of influence. I knew that she helped a lot of people because her coach actually introduced us. And through that, I knew that whenever I get to get on these Zoom calls, I don't know how to explain it then, it was one of those divine appointments. And with Maria, that I always felt like there's a connection there. And this area of the country is where I was born and raised. I was born and raised in Northeast Iowa, small little town of about 2,500 people. So my roots are really strong here. And as a young girl, I felt a calling of God on my life. I'm sure many of you, I see all age groups out there. But I felt a calling of God on my life. And I left home at 17 to be all out pursuit after God and just to serve him, to love him, to let the world know about him. I did not go across the world. I went to Phoenix, Arizona to a program called Master's Commission. I was radically changed. It had impacted my life and set the trajectory and set my course really for, I believe, the last 17 years of my life. I don't know if I would be standing where I am today, but I'm in this room today because I said yes. Because I said yes to the call. I said yes when I didn't feel like it. I said yes when I felt like it. I said yes. And you're in this room this weekend because you said yes, God. Yes, God, I will show up. Yes, God, I will find childcare for my kids. I will get my husband meals made so that he can function while I'm gone. Or I will provide, get all the coupons out so we can take them to, I don't know if you have Chick-fil-A or what, you know, they'll be hanging out at Chick-fil-A all weekend. That's how it would be at home. I will, yes, God, I will go and I will come and take this time with you. And I just congratulate you for taking that time. Because God is such a good God and he's a good father. And sometimes we're so busy being busy that he doesn't even get a moment to get to talk with us because we're, I got to do this and I got to go there. But let's meet with him here. But let's start to begin to practice that on a daily basis, what it's like to run the race, to have the endurance. There is no destination. I don't know if you know that, but other than heaven, but that is our destination. But like, you know, when you get to where you think that you want to go, all of a sudden you're like, oh, you want me to go further? Oh, you want me to go there? I don't think I can make that peak. And he's like, no, I've prepared you for that peak. Okay, we can hang out here for a little bit. You might need some water. And I'm going to show you a little visual, but And he's patient. He's so kind to meet us in those areas. Me and my family hike Camelback Mountain. Now, I don't love working out. I am a health coach. That is behind my name, although I laugh at God every day that is behind my name. Because, like, who would have ever thought I would be a health coach? But God knew he would use the seemingly insignificant things to like bring him glory and honor and praise. And so with that, I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but with that, I'm having a mommy moment. Mommy brain, Marie and I are talking. So we hiked this Camelback Mountain. Okay, so me and my family, we hike it quite a bit. When I first moved to Arizona, I decided on my birthday, I was 32 years old. No, 35. Sorry, I've been in Arizona I'm 37 years old this year. So I thought 35 years old, monumental, I'm going to hike Camelback Mountain. Everybody thinks like that's the mountain to climb in Phoenix, Arizona. So if you ever come to Arizona, call me, message me on Facebook. I will go walk it with you. So hike it. bouldering, like you're climbing hills. It's not like, oh, I'm hiking a mountain. It's like, I am bouldering a mountain. And my girls think it's the coolest thing ever. And but whatever you go up, you have to come down. But my girls know when we're at this peak in the mountain, when it's time to get out the protein bars, get out the water pack. And they're like, Mom, let's go up on that area and take some time. And they know when we get to that peak in the mountain that we get to have that 30 minutes of break. And you know what? God wants that in our life on a weekly, on a daily basis, whether it's 5 minutes with us, whether it's 30 minutes with us. What can you give him? If it's you're in carpool lane and you actually show up 15 minutes early so you can read your Bible and listen to a 5 or 10 minute podcast and put on some worship music, do whatever it takes to show up and meet with him there, because he wants to give you the endurance to run your race. But if you're living on yesterday's manna, you're not going to be able to continue to run the race that God has set before you and endure the cross and endure the shame, endure the pain. Like, we live in a sinful world. It is roaring all around us. But as my sister and my friend said, if you're not getting in that word, if you're not spending that time with him and making a decision, you get to spend time with God. You don't have to. He gives us free will and choice. You get to put on that worship music when it would rather you just blast that rap music or whatever. I don't know what your thing is. Or blast whatever. You get to choose to put on that worship music. Or when your kids spill their milk in the morning, you get to choose to say, oops, oh, bummer. It's just milk. It's spilled milk. Or you can let your emotions get the best of you and yell at them. You get to choose to do those seemingly insignificant things to show up effectively in your family, in your relationship with your husband, in the relationship with your friends. And so I want to help you know the tools and the resources to help you run this race well. I heard this saying, and it totally makes sense, because as I journeyed out this walk with the Father, with God, that your structure determines your behavior. I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, but a great mentor of mine says, Tia, baby girl, your structure determines your behavior. What your day is set up to do is how you're going to show up. If you don't have a plan, how are you going to be able ever to hit the target? If you don't have a structure in place in your health, in your marriage, if you're not dating your spouse, if you're not making that a priority on the front end, okay, probably 15 years down the road, you're going to have a failing divorce. If on the front end, you don't do premarital counseling, you don't have those mentorship around you that actually see inside what could possibly go wrong, set it up on the front end. Your behavior will always match your structure. And God is so gracious and so kind to meet us on that journey, to meet us on the day-to-day basis when you're like, your sinful nature does not want to stay in structure. It wants to go the other way. It wants to be like Eve and think that she can do it all on her own. But Jesus has come to set us free, to say, baby girl, I want you to win. I want you to run the race, but you gotta stay here. Stay with me. Don't go trailing over there. I'll be with you over there. I will meet you there too, but let's stay together. Let's stay close. And I just want to introduce you to my my best friend. His name is Jesus, and he is amazing. And I feel like I've kind of jumped in and jumped into this party, hanging out with you and talking with you. I just really feel like I just want to take a moment and pause and just ask for Holy Spirit to come. As I'm just here to just be a conduit of heaven. And I don't know if I say that quite right. So some of my verbiage. I do have a tongue tie. How many? I know this is funny. We had to say a funny fact about ourselves the other night. And I just learned at 37 years old, after having my baby boy, my parents are back there in the background with them, that I have a tongue tie. Do any of you have a flaw? But you overcompensate for it? Like your whole life, you've been overcompensating. And you're like, aha, like a light bulb, like, oh, that's so. So if you hear me say words that I don't necessarily articulate, I have a tongue tie, and God created me that way, and I'm going to own it. And so I just really want to bring heaven to earth. And just, I feel like there's women that got the Holy Spirit wants to meet today and speak to you. And not that he doesn't want to speak to all of you, but I do have some treasures. I love gifts, and I love to give gifts. And I just kind of asked, like, Father God, like, what am I supposed to bring with me today in my travel bag? So I've got lots of stuff in my travel bag and in my suitcase over here that I just want to bless and honor you and just be a voice from heaven. So Father God, we just come into your mercy seat, Lord God, and just joyful into your loving arms. God, we sit up on your lap right now, and I just pray for each and every woman that's in this room that they would shut off all the distractions, shut off all the noise, that in the name of Jesus, their thoughts would be aligned with heaven. In the name of Jesus, we command them to come into alignment with heaven. And we will act now. We will take action now in the name of Jesus to speak your truth, to speak your life, to be living, breathing kingdom builders, kingdom mindset women that love our families, that love our husbands, that love the people that are in our community, and in the marketplace, and in our churches, and the people that come into our homes, Lord God, that we would not live out of our own selfish gain or out of our own abilities, but God, we would lean into you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, the guarder of our heart and our mind, the equipper of us, Lord God, that you have guarded us with the breastplate of righteousness. You have made us righteous in you, not because we're right, but because you are right in and through us. That from the very beginning, just like my friend said, when you that cry came out, that you said, that's my girl, that's my boy. Oh God, and with the shield of faith, Lord, as we, even this day, we raise up our shield of faith and we knock the enemy in his forehead, in the face, in the name of Jesus. We kick fear in the face today and choose no longer to have a spirit of fear, but we choose to have a spirit of love, of power, and of sound mind. Lord, I pray for the readiness in our shoes and the readiness of the gospel of peace, that you would be the peacemaker, that you would give us peace and stillness and teaching us how to rest in you and rest in how we live our days, not toiling, not working to look amazing and look perfect, but that we would rest and in that your glory would shine through us. Father God, we thank you for your belt of truth. We thank you for your truth and your word, that it is the Rhema word for today, that it is yesterday, today, and forever. And we can come to it at any moment, even if it's pulling it up on our phone and pulling up on YouTube, the scripture, whatever it is, that we can hear your word come alive in us. Lord God, today, teach us how to be proactive in our everyday life to get your truth in our spirit, in our bones, in every area, that it would be put it about our homes, on our walls, Lord God, that as we wake up in the morning, we would see your word and we would proclaim it and we would live it, Father God. And more than anything, we raise up that sword of the Spirit, your Holy Spirit that is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword that pierces the enemy right in the gut. Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, come and just shift the atmosphere. Be in this place. Be in this place, Father God. And we thank you for the helmet of salvation, your saving grace, your grace, your graceful God. And just these women need you, Father. They need you more than ever to meet them right where they're at. Your grace to just flood into this place. In Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. I've journeyed this path leaving home at 17 years old, I was the front runner. I was the pioneer. But I want to talk about a generation before me. And I don't know if you're the generation that's going to be this, or if you're the generation that your generation before you did this for you. But I want to give honor today. And I feel like someone in this room needs to hear this. And so I have some beautiful, beautiful cards and some wonderful, wonderful scriptures that I feel like the Lord wants to speak over us today. And one of those is, someone along our path had to choose to be a chain breaker. Someone along our path had to choose to be a chain breaker. Are you going to be a chain breaker for your generation to come? It's a daily, daily choice to do that. But I live in a legacy today to get to be a trailblazer and get to be a pioneer. And you might be in the same place because someone before you chose to say, no longer am I going to let addiction, drugs, alcohol, food addiction, pornography, I'm no longer going to let that be in my family. I'm going to serve my God and give my whole body, my whole life, and this household will serve the Lord. And I love in Isaiah 61, he says that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to preach the good news, to bring freedom to the captives, and to cause those around you to break free. And I'm going to read from my scripture thing here because I want you to hear the whole scripture and hear it all. Because when I heard this, who was around when the song, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, good old days, come running, come running. Oh, those days. Oh, yeah. But when this song came out about the time, late 90s or early 90s probably, this song came out, and it was like water to my bones. And in Isaiah 61, it says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released. Chain breakers proclaim that captives will be released in the name of Jesus. And prisoners will be freed. It will no longer hold their family back. He has sent us to tell those that mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. Oh boy, you better watch out, hell, because you've been messing with my family too long, and you will no longer mess around. And he says, and God says, to all that mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes. He says, every pain, every sorrow, every brokenness, everything that's come against our families, everything that's come against us, that in the natural, it looks like it's to harm us. But he says he's going to bring beauty from those ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, a festive praise instead of despair. And in their righteousness, they will be made great oaks that the Lord has planted for his glory. Cheryl, is it Cheryl, the twins, and Susan? Okay. That's what this is, really crazy. I feel like, wow, I'm super like, I love things. Obviously, look at my back. I like my wings. I put my boots on today because I'm going hiking with you, right? We're on a journey. We're doing this together. We're not in it alone. I believe like even as we go forth from here, when you run into each other at the grocery store or at church, you're going to be like, I see you. I see you. I know you. I'm with you. We're not by ourselves. I got you. I got your back. Right? So as a chain breaker, you get to shift the atmosphere. And I have something back at my room that I wanted to give you. But who is a chain breaker in the room? Stand up. Let's say it with our voice. I am a chain breaker, and I proclaim the joy of the Lord over my family and freedom for my family and my generations to come. Amen. Amen. All right. So from that, we get to be pioneers. And so now that you're a chain breaker, you get this ability to now instill in your children, wow, like you get to be instill these pioneer. We get to go out and be trailblazers and run ahead and say, we can do this. We got this. Whether it's in your job, in your home, wherever it's at, you get to be like, we don't have to worry. My God is faithful. He is good. He shows up. He is good in my household, and he will no longer hold us back. So that is my chain breaker. Okay, so who else in the room believes that they've been created for such a time as this? Or who in the room maybe doesn't believe it, but they kind of know it down in their gut? Yeah? I think, you know, we talked a little bit about Ruth and Naomi, but I love the story of Esther and where she literally, you think about how she goes in and gets all, you know, has to go through the whole process to, you know, see if she would be the one chosen. Do you think there was some comparative reality going on in that spa and getting all dressed? I'm sure there was. Come on, girls. Let's be real. But she, when she talks about when, as that preparation time took place and she was chosen to be the queen, and she stayed in constant communication with her uncle Mordecai, and Mordecai would let her know what was going out in the village, and she had her maids, which I'm sure were some of her girls from obviously that season when they were preparing to go before the queen. Don't you think she found her girls in that season? Like, these are my chicks. And I don't care who you want to put around me. These are the girls I'm bringing with me, right? You know she surrounded herself with greatness. And you become, statistics have shown, you become like the five people you surround yourself with. So look around, and that's probably what you're kind of looking like. That's probably what you're kind of talking like. That's probably, you know, that's just probably how you're showing up to the world. If you kind of look around and everybody's a little negative, you might want to like say, oh God, okay, well, it's aware, right? This whole journey is self-actualization, self-awareness, realizing that, okay, God, I see it. I realize it. He doesn't ask you to fix it overnight. He just says, are you going to lean into me? Or are you going to go keep having wine and chips and salsa and being catty on Friday night? Or are you going to lean into me and maybe choose to stay home and do a family night or something like that? It's just shifting. It's little insignificant, little incremental steps that you're going to be taking along the way. But I know that God has designed us each instrumentally, perfectly, for such a time as this. And he chose Esther to go before the queen. And Mordecai said to her, he says, you know, Esther, can you really please go before the queen, or the king? Sorry. I'm doing good on time. Okay, good. I see how the clock, you got to like keep your eye on it. So Mordecai says, you know, our people are really in danger, Esther. We need to go before the king. Like, we've got to get some relief here. And Esther was, I'm sure, shaking in her boots, you know, fearful. Fear was holding her back. But here's what she said to Mordecai. She said, okay, I will go with my maids, with my girls, and we will fast and pray. And you go and you get all of Judea, is that right, who it was? That all the people in that region that he was in his little, she's kind of saying, you go pray and fast, and we'll go pray and fast, and then I will go before the king. And there is that hallway experience where you do kind of have to take that step out in faith. It's going to be lonely, leaving some of those negative relationships. You know, praying for an unsaved spouse might be super lonely. You know, a prodigal son being away from home, or a daughter, that's going to be super lonely seasons of your life. But there's a season where God says, I'm going to take you into the hallway. Are you going to trust me that I'm going to give you favor and I'm going to be a good God and I'm going to bring that baby home? I got your hubby. I got your daughter. I need you. I need you to show up and I need to do what you've been appointed to do and be a trailblazer, be a chain breaker, be a kingdom builder, leave a legacy. So there is those times in our journey where it is a bit lonely. And I'm here to say, but even though you're lonely and there might not be tangibly somebody sitting next to you, but Jesus is right there, just like Peter walking on the water. Peter did not walk on the water by himself. Jesus was right there with him, having fun, being like, come on, Peter, get out here, come on. And he's like, you know, like, okay, you know, but once you're out there, it is, I mean, I'm sure as she's walking down that hallway to go before the king, the butterflies, but this brave, you have made me brave. Who's listening to the song, You Have Made Me Brave? You make me brave. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the storms and to the waves. He calls you out there because he trusts you and he wants you to trust him the same. That he, as you go before the king, as you go before him and say, I don't get it. Why are they run away? I don't get it. Why does my kid have Down syndrome? I don't get him. Why does my son have cerebral palsy? I don't get it. Why? He can say, because baby girl, trust me in this. Trust me. I have lives and families that your children and your family are going to bless. That you can't even comprehend, my baby girl. I have a destiny. I've prepared you for such a time as this. Trust me. Trust me. And you are created for such a time as this. I actually wrote this all out in here for you, Miss Maria. This is for you. And I have something back in the room for you later. But I love this woman. As she made a decision 13, how many years ago you guys planted this amazing movement here? 13. Wow. And all of us, because she took that step of faith and said yes. Who is depending upon you saying yes? Who is depending upon you to break through today in your health, in your marriage, in how you parent your kids, and how you love your kids? Who's depending on that? And then, more than that, are you taking a moment here and just knowing, wow, the wonder of God that he chose me to be in this moment, to be Phoenix's mama, to be Amaya's mom, to be Caitlin's mom. He chose me for such a time as this. He chose me to be Doug's wife for such a time as this. You know, 17 years ago, as I journeyed into this beautiful family, I went away from home, went to Masters. Then through that season, I married a businessman from Masters Commission. We met there. He moved home and he went into business with his dad. I married into a very, very beautiful family that did very well financially. They were beautiful people. They were elders in the church, kind of had it all together. And wow, did the enemy throw some darts, some big, big darts. And the journey of this woman, little girl, become woman, was like, what in the world? Like addictions and a sister-in-law that in and out of treatment centers. And I'm like, you know, his parents go on to get a divorce and they lose their business. And you're like, God, where are you in all of this? This does not make sense. You're a good God, right? Anybody else? Your story is different, but this is my story. I'm going to own it. And so in the process, in the journey, God provided really divine appointments along the way. And he's so faithful to do that. That's what I'm amazed at. Day in and day out, that when you give your life over to God, he is faithful. Even in the midst of the storm, it was really, really rocky. my own sister that's after me because I left home at such a young age of 17. I left my 13-year-old sister, almost 14-year-old sister at home to go through high school on her own. And I saw her make a lot of poor choices, and I'm away at Bible college, and isolation took place. She held up the wall and wouldn't let me in. So for 10 years, I prayed for my sister. Many times trying to call her to connect with her, phone would get hung up on me. I would send her necklaces and jewelry and bracelets and anything I could do, gifts, it's my love language, anything that I could do to love her in that process. Anybody there? You're praying and believing for someone in your life. I want you to know, just hang in tight. Hang in there. I want to share with you a prayer that I prayed that was pretty radical, but I know that was part of the shift and shifting the atmosphere. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not fun. He's not sweet. He like comes in like a weasel. You know, he is a weasel. So you got to have your spiritual eyes on. And if, as you're sitting in the room today, you are a chain breaker, you are a pioneer, you're a trailblazer, because you showed up on a random weekend in March to meet God. So I'm just saying that all over all of you. God has commissioned you to go back into your families and be truth tellers, even when they don't want to hear it, even when they don't want to believe it, even when they won't receive it, that you love them, that you're never leaving, and that God loves them, and he is in full-out pursuit after them. So after a long, long season, and I'm just here to say 10 years of journeying with her, a lot of tearful nights, praying and sobbing on the floor, just knowing there was a destiny on her life. Her and her husband now are pastors in Castle Rock, Colorado, have two beautiful children. But her story, I won't share her story. Hopefully down the road, she'll be part of the Kick Fear in the Face people that will go out and share. This movement of Kick Fear in the Face was literally part of that season for me with my family, with my sister, and I felt like the destiny on my life. And it can't go any further than me unless you choose to pick it up and choose to be part of the movement and move. And move and move and keep moving forward. So Kick Fear in the Face, I literally was on a stage like this about a group about the size of this. And I was at a place in my life where we were taking some, a massive impact was happening in our health coaching practice. A lot of people were radically transforming in their physical bodies. Spiritually, they were becoming awakened. And I was almost like, oh my goodness, like, am I going to have the capacity to move beyond this? And what are people going to think if we, you know, no longer have the furniture store and this is what we do? And what are people going to think now that this is Doug and Tia's identity? You know what? Your identity, your job title, it's just a title. That doesn't matter. What matters is you have been commissioned on assignment from heaven to be in your family, in your marketplace, as your kids' parents. I'm saying that over and over again, but you have been commissioned from heaven to be right where you are at. And so as I sat in front of this group of people, I knew fear was robbing me of reaching out to some people that I really cared about, of really owning my zone and really, really like going all out after it, because I was worried about what people thought of me. Probably my family and some of my close friends, because I had some of those friends that were like the negative naysayers still in my life. And I was letting that whirl and whirl around in my head. And I finally literally kicked off the stage. So if you got anybody need to do some practice kicking, you can do it, because sometimes it's like pretty powerful. Like if you just show up in the natural, just like I show up in the natural today with some boots, with some wings on my back, with some bracelets, with a lot of that, the apparel, it's just our daily armor that in the natural we can show up so our spiritual can come in alignment, right? Because sometimes you just don't feel like it on a daily basis. It's like, I'm going to put on this armor and I'm going to go do it. I'm going to get my water bottle. I'm going to get my hat on and I'm going to go to it. I'm not going to hold back anymore. And it was in that shift that I literally kicked off the stage and I said, on the other side of fear is breakthrough, and we are going to kick it in the face, right? Who's ready to kick it in the face? I am all about kicking it in the face, but I would love to have you with me on this journey. Will you choose to do that with me and choose to get into the deep end of the pool with Jesus and allow him to show you how to walk on water, show you how to skip again in the meadows? Maybe some of you haven't laughed in a while. Some of you haven't cried in a while. Some of you have held it so together for so long, trying to do things on your own. And he just wants you to know he loves you, baby girl. And he's been waiting. He's been waiting. He just wants to be with you and hug you and love you. And the end of the story is not done yet with my sister's life and with my family's life. My in-laws actually divorced and were apart for a year and remarried. They've been remarried for almost 2 years now. The Chainbreaker parents are here with their grandson. My parents, they broke with addiction and drugs and alcohol. They are literally the ones in their family that chose to do that. Of my dad's siblings, all have passed due to drugs and alcoholism. So he was the chain breaker in my family, and I get to be the pioneer, and I'm so excited for my kids to be the trailblazers. Like, watch out, world. Who wants that? So what's so cool is my sister one time shows up. We live in different states, so we don't get to see each other. And she had, like, this, like, ribbon on, and I'm like, what is that? She's like, oh, these are all the things you sent me over the course of those 10 years. Whew. Boy, am I thankful I was obedient. Do you ever feel like you're like, God, does it even matter? Like, they're so far gone. They don't care. They're so self-destructive. What is it even going to matter to give them a snail mail card with a token in it? Like, okay, God, this, like, I would be at, like, a grocery store and see something. And I'm like, oh, that really speaks to me. I think that would really speak to Mandy. And I would get it, and I would be like, God, this is so ridiculous. She won't even care. It mattered. It matters, you guys. It matters when you show up to go to that coffee date with that friend and that you get to journey with them, maybe through a divorce, maybe through losing a spouse. It matters. The little things matter. It matters that you're here this weekend. It truly, truly matters. And this journey, I kind of have it set up here of kind of showing a path. Like, think of this like it's a mountain, but let's think like there's some peaks here and stuff too. Okay, I don't know where my water cup went, but somebody took my water cup. Okay, well, somebody needs to put the water cup there. Because somebody needs water. They're going to be dehydrated. Okay, so, you know, you put on your running shoes, right? You got some. Let me come down here. Okay, so who wants to be my runner with a hat? Runner shoes and hat. Who likes to run? Come on, who likes to run? Come on up. Yeah, if you like to run, be my runner. Okay, why don't you lace up really quick? Do you have shoes, tennis shoes on already? What size do you wear?
9.
Okay, get them on. Find it, figure it out. They're 8 and a half. You gotta make them work. You gotta make them work today. Okay. Okay. Who kind of feels like they're kind of in a winter season right now? Just you're good. Who's in a winter season? Just kind of like, yep. Come hang out with me right here. I got some. You got to save half of this bar for her because she's going to need it. But you have to ration it, okay? So you, okay? She's going to, the next person's going to need a breath mint. So you really, you got to hang on to that, okay? And you're going to need this. It's really cold out. It's really cold out right now, okay? And please bundle up. I don't want you to get too cold, okay? Even if you can't get it on, just get it. There you go, okay? Stay warm. Hang in there, okay? Okay, he's with you. Don't worry about it. Okay, who's like in summer, like it's really good, like you're enjoying like laying out by the pool and really good season? Good? Okay, come hang out with your water. Because you're in the sun, you got to have your water. Okay, and then who is like kind of in that like planting season? Like, who's planting? Who's in spring? Okay, just somebody get over there by the black wall, okay? I'll bring you something, okay? So, okay, get your shirt on. Got to get your shirt on. You're choosing joy because it's planting season. It's I know. You've got to make a choice. Got to make a choice. Okay, so this is just a visual for you, okay? So I'm going to give you each batons. Got to have our track batons. Okay, so you got to stay back over there because she's not. Okay, you actually don't need a baton, okay? You need that, but you might want to keep it in your pocket because you're going to drop it when you're running, so. But it can't be in that. She needs the jacket. You can't, you got to, do you have any other pockets? Okay, because she's going to need that jacket when she gets to where you're at, okay? Okay, so you're running, you're having a good time, you're getting your sweat on. Run up to her. You're run. You're in the running. Okay, so give her the jacket and just tell her it's going to be okay. Yep, you're going to hang in there. Hey, wait. No, you have to wait. You get to have half of it. Hang out together for a minute. You got to switch hats because she needs the warm hat and you need it for the sun because you're kind of. So she's coming out of like summertime. Think about that. This is just visual for you. She's got to, okay, give. Don't forget you need that breath mint in your pocket because your next friend is going to need it. Okay. Enjoy. Partake. Take some food. Yeah, you can hang out because she needs to know the wisdom for this season. You're going to make it. Give her the truth. Yep. Jesus. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Okay, give her the baton. She needs the baton. Okay, it's time to get going. Tell her, yep, you're going to, I'll be, tell her, someone will be back. Hang tight for a little bit. Okay. Go. Give her some water. She needs. Yeah. Yeah. You really need a breath mint. Summer, though, you can get kind of stinky. It's just sweaty, you know? You kind of forget. But she needs that water. You gotta share it with her, okay? But you don't, so, okay, so, okay, so you might, do you want the hat, or do you feel like you can make it along the path? You got, because you won't have your water. Okay, you're going to keep here. Okay, so now you're going to round the bend, okay? So I kind of messed up my season, but you're, okay, so you're coming into spring. You're coming into spring. So what do you have to give to her from your summer season? You're going to make it through this harvest time. Or you're going to make it during this planting time. You can do it, girl. You can do it, girl. Just hang in there. Choose joy. You got it. You got it. You got it. Get that baton. Okay, pass it off. Pass it off. You got to hang out there. Okay. Okay, so Justine, take the baton and now run. You got to go back around. You got to get to winter. You got to get to winter. Pass up fall because get that harvest, girl. Get that harvest. Get that harvest. She really needs you. She needs you. Get here. Get here. Get here. Yes. Yes. Do you see that, girls? Yeah. So it's a continuum. There's somebody waiting up along the journey, and somebody's probably waiting for you, okay? So hopefully that gives you a good little visual of, like, the spiritual. Was that fun? Okay. So hopefully that will solidify. You can leave your treasures behind. You can keep your I Choose Joy. Yeah, you can keep, I choose joy. I don't know who else. You can keep the baton because you are a good little runner. Who else is my runner? There you go. Yes, I do need my shoes. You get to choose joy, and so you get to take that with you and pass it on. Nope, you get to choose joy. You chose joy. Yeah, pass it on. Pay it forward. Show somebody else how to plant, right? Okay. So was that fun? So have fun in this journey, you guys. I'm excited to get to talk with you a little bit more. I didn't even get to half of what I wanted to share. But if anything I want you to leave with today as we kind of leave out of here is you matter. And the little things you do matter. And they create... they create a tapestry that, honestly, if you say yes, and when you say yes, you get to be part of, like, the Father's, like, paintbrush. And you get to be part of the strokes, and it's going to take a lot of trust. It might hurt sometimes, the bristles. I saw this artist down in, I'll close with this. I mean, you guys, this is amazing. This guy is from, like, Canada. And I bought my first piece of art for my home. It's the Sonoran Desert, and it has the Superstition Mountains, and it's just really beautiful. We went to this art show. Like, I felt like I was an adult. I don't know. It was, like, really cool. And, like, talking to, like, these artists, you know? And, wow, I went up to this guy, and he had a beard, and he was an artist, you guys. But he's literally, I walk up, and he is using pipe cleaner cake. You know how you make cakes? He is creating a masterpiece from all these different, with pipe cleaner bags. That was pipe, what? Piping bags with paint. And it was like three-dimensional and four-dimensional, and like there was this sunflower. Oh, it gives me goosebumps and chills of how he created this whole layers upon layers from doing the piping. That is what God wants to do, is he wants to build layers upon layers where it, when people have encounters with you, that they see the majesty of God. As I sat, I'm like, wow, where did you even come up with that? He's like, well, my wife was just making cupcakes one day, and I thought, oh, that might sound really cool. I'm like, brilliant. It's like, do you ever feel like that? Like, this does not make sense, but I'm just going to give it a try. If there's something going on within you, deep within you, that you're feeling like Papa, God, Father, however you call him, is calling you to do and doesn't make a little bit of sense, why don't you just give it a try? Will you just give him a try? Give him a try and trust him in the process, because he wants to do a mighty work in and through this amazing movement of women. Wow, I'm so honored to be here. So hopefully that visual shows you that there are people along the path that are waiting to kind of for you to get up to you in that winter season. It can be a little bit lonely, and you're kind of pacing, and you're feeling like I'm going round and round in the same place, and you can't figure out how to get to the next peak. But just hang in there and know that spring, fall, summer, and fall are coming round, and they're going to bring the warmth, and there's going to be water. There's going to be breath mints. All right, you guys, let me just pray before we close, and I'm excited to see you guys at lunch, and then we will, yeah. Okay. God, we are just so, so thankful and so grateful for your love and your grace over our life. Lord, I pray that what was spoken through me would fall on fertile soil in the name of Jesus and would bear a harvest of just your goodness and your grace and your love that would abound out of these women, that where there's been mourning, there would be rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Where there's been rejoicing, that they would come along those that have been mourning in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray for just a readiness and an endurance in each one of us, that we would keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, and that we can trust you and we can lean into you You are our best friend. You are our confidant. And we just thank you for these other women in this room today, that when we see each other and we encounter each other out in the marketplace and at church and at the parks, wherever it might be, that we can kind of look at each other in the eye and say, I see you. I got you. I got your back. And the same goes that you're saying that to each other in your mind, and maybe even verbally you're saying that. Father, bless this time and bless this food as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.